Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The Air Force is getting bigger every year, and that's helping with readiness. But the Air Force Personnel Center Chief Major General Brian Kelly says there's a missing piece. Civilians. The Air Force is having a tough time recruiting and retaining those not in uniform. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni spoke with Kelly about that problem.
He mentioned that the Air Force's Personnel Center, our talent management responsibilities go across the entire spectrum of our human capital, so officer, enlisted, civilian, families, and retirees. I would say one of our biggest challenges, Scott, is on the civilian side, and particularly it's on the civilian side in regard to how do we remain competitive? How do we attract, recruit, and retain civilian talent using the existing federal hiring practices and regulations? And in fact, the matter is that most of those existing federal hiring practices and regulations are a little outdated. Some have not maybe kept pace with where we are in the civilian hiring sector. And I would say this is something that's not just for the Air Force, but something that's shared across DOD and much of the federal government in that regard. This is particularly true for us in regards to the hiring timeline. It takes us entirely too long for us to hire civilians and compete with civilians. And when you're taking months to onboard and hire a civilian, whereas your competition in the civilian and private sector might be able to do so in days or in sometimes hours, it's very difficult to compete for the talent that you want and where you need to go. So we're certainly focused on changing the processes and the things that we can control internally. But I know we've been in contact with both the Office of Personnel Management and our partners in Congress on the Hill and the defense committees to look at possible reforms in places where we can get some additional help that would give us a better leverage to make sure we can be competitive for that civilian talent and get the kind of folks that we want. I'll give you a perfect example. They've been able to help us in some areas in the cyber world with some expedited direct hiring authorities. But in the areas that we have mission focus on for maintenance personnel, in some cases for air traffic controllers, for simulator operators in the operational world that has a direct impact on our warfighting focus on a daily basis, our ability to attract those folks, get them into the system, and put them in play right away is sometimes hampered by the existing processes and rule sets. Recently, I saw where Lieutenant General Levy had commented on some of the rule sets in regards to having to wait 180 days, in some cases, to hire military members back into the civil side of the Air Force business. And the fact of the matter is there are some places for which the retiring military member is our only real avenue to get at those talent. Some of those things I just mentioned, like a simulator operator, it's not easy to find a F-22 simulator operator in the private sector, but if you have a retiring military member who has those skill sets, the ability to get them and attract them quickly and move them over into your side and be competitive is certainly an advantage that we'd like to have.
The Air Force is one of the services that really understands that talent management is important to the overall service. Congress currently has some legislation pending that would make some changes to the Defense Officer Personnel Management Act, which deals with upper out, all those types of things. How are you working within DOPMA to get what you need, and what are you doing to, what would you like to see changed in that as well?
Yeah, I think, policy team and our headquarters staff team in Half A1 is the primary interface to those kinds of policy things, as you mentioned, with the Senate Armed Services Committee and the House Armed Services Committee. But we have seen the draft legislation that the Senate put in. And I would tell you from a standpoint of being able to be more agile, and for us, I define agility in this case in that in order to be responsive to changes in mission sets and changes in the current way we do business, we've got to have multiple career paths and multiple ways for us to have folks develop through the system. The existing DOPMA system as it's set up, especially with the upper out system, tends to have some limitations of creating a one-size-fits-all kind of development path and a one-size-fits-all kind of career path and promotion timeline, if you will. Recognizing that talent develops at a different rate for everybody and recognizing that different folks have different aspirations for what they want to do, yet all contribute valuable skills and abilities to the enterprise. The ability to have that flexibility and do that in a more flexible manner without having to force fit somebody into a path or a developmental opportunity that they may not desire is a good thing for us in terms of being able to retain talent, develop talent the way we want, and have some flexibility and agility. The other thing that I think is part of that DOTMA scheme and would be helpful for us that we're pursuing is, in agility, is how do you move in and out of, the active duty force and into the reserve components and vice versa, or into the civilian sector, private sector, and back and forth. I think recognizing that traditionally for our militaries, it was sort of the escalator approach. You get on, recruited at year one, and you stayed until year 20, 30, 40, whatever your career was, you stayed on on that whole time. I think a modern workforce today, and given the talents that are out in the civilian workforce sectors, given that technology changes really quickly, the ability to allow our folks to move in and out at some point in time, not everybody, but some portions of the force to move in and out from the active duty sector to our guard and reserve components, from the active duty sector to civilians and vice versa, back and forth, would be a lot very attractive, if you would, kind of talent management approach for us, given the challenges that we have in the 21st century.
What about civilian recruitment and retainment? How are you finding the civilians you need within the boundaries that you have right now?
We certainly want to be able to tap into lots of different markets and not just the traditional markets when it comes to civilian recruiting. As you mentioned, often prior military relationships, prior military experience leads to families and siblings wanting to or being attracted to serving with us. But we want to be able to go beyond that and recruit in various places. This last year, Secretary of the Air Force Wilson gave us the ability to do a 500-person intern program, which we called the Premier College Intern Program, with our juniors out there in various universities. So universities all across the country in many different states, and not just our traditional recruiting markets, were given the opportunity for us to go out and find juniors who might be interested in doing an internship with us this summer. We have about 500 and so signed up, various Air Force bases around the country, mostly STEM-related in the science and technical fields, but other fields as well. But the idea is we bring these folks in their junior year, get them exposed to the Air Force, get them excited about the kinds of technology, the kinds of mission sets, the kinds of things that we do in the United States Air Force in their junior year, so that as they roll into their senior year, they have an easy path, a quick path, and a straight recruiting path into becoming civilian airmen with us when they graduate after their senior year. We're also going out and partnering in job fairs and with functional communities. We've been advertising in LinkedIn and working ads through LinkedIn to try and have job fairs where we can gather large portions of folks. We've particularly done this on the cyber side and on the F-35 engineering side to bring large groups of folks into a single-day hiring and recruiting fair, much different than we've done in the past where we've typically, in the federal government and the Air Force, just advertised out on the normal federal hiring websites and let folks apply to those jobs. We've actually been more proactive in holding these kinds of events where we can bring in the talent, have folks review their resumes, give them information about the jobs that are available to them, and try to make very expedited job offers and job announcements in that way. So we're much more proactive on the civilian side about actually recruiting and trying to hire folks, almost like what we've done for years on the military side, but I've just now started to get into in the last year or so, started to get into on the civilian side as well.
Air Force Personnel Center Chief Major General Brian Kelly speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni.